Turning next to an extremely upsetting and disturbing story, an abandoned horse has died after it was reportedly doused in petrol and set alight. The incident took place on Wednesday night close to the Lewis line between Talla and City West in Dublin. Gillian Bird is Head of Education with the Dublin Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. Gillian, good morning.
Good morning.
How did you learn about what had happened?
We got the report yesterday morning, on Thursday morning, from the guards in Talla, and we went down and attended the scene.
What did you find when you got there?
Well, the inspector who went down there basically found the remains of the horse. It had been very, very badly burnt. He claims that he reckons there was an awful lot of liquid fuel used to actually ignite and keep this fire going hot enough to do this to the animal.
And at that stage, was the horse dead or was the horse still alive?
We got reports of the guards, or the guards got reports, that the animal was actually alive when it was set on fire. But unfortunately, we don't have witnesses who are prepared to come forward and give evidence.
It's hard for most people listening to imagine what sort of person would do something like this.
Absolutely. I mean, this is of great concern to the DSPCA and the guards, because this is somebody who's greatly lacking in empathy. And, you know, there is a link between people who can be deliberately cruel to animals to then the potential of going on and actually being harmful to humans.
I mean, just thinking about the Garda investigation, you would wonder, maybe you would hope that if there was a group of people there, that at least one of them would feel bad enough about this to maybe come forward and give some sort of information to the Garda or yourselves.
Absolutely. I mean, we find a lot of these situations, it is sort of the gang mentality that people end up going along with this because they're being egged on by people. But it is extremely upsetting.
What can be done to tackle this sort of behaviour?
Well, obviously the DSPCA are very active in the education. We educate to eradicate cruelty in the future and to try and promote responsible pet ownership. But obviously, I mean, the legislation is there to protect horses. The legislation is there to make sure that horses are not left unaccompanied in council areas. So we just need to see an enforcement of the legislation and a bit more responsible pet ownership.
And when you talk about enforcement of the legislation, who's not doing their job?
Well, it's a number of different things. I mean, obviously the public are very vocal about reporting horses, but I think sometimes they don't always know the correct place to report it to. Obviously, sick, injured and cruelly treated animals will come under our remit in the DSPCA. But really, it is the responsibility of the council to remove animals that are left on council land. And if you're a landowner and somebody has put animals on your land, it is your legal responsibility to see that those animals are being well cared for, or that the owners have permission from yourself to leave them there.
At the moment, are there many abandoned horses in Dublin?
It's very difficult to know how many are abandoned, how many are actually just left there by the owners. It's very difficult to know. The five live animals that were removed from site, none of them were microchipped. And obviously it was impossible for us to find the microchip on the dead horse. So it's really about knowing, are they abandoned or are they just left there by the owners to graze?
And just finally then, on this specific incident, I mean, there may be somebody who saw what was happening and maybe willing to come forward. Who do you think might be able to help you? I mean, can you give us the details of when and where this happened?
Well, we know this happened very late on Wednesday night. It happened there near one of the Lewis lines. People will know. If they were there, they will be well aware. It happened very close to a main road, and people who were there will know. And basically, the guards in Talla are just looking for information. Everything is confidential. They understand that they're you know, people are concerned about giving information. But do please, if you can help, because we really want to stop this sort of thing happening again.
Gillian, thank you very much for taking our call. Gillian Bird, who's Head of Education with the Dublin Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals.